Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Aaron Richards, one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Check out the podcast on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. But for today, we're going to be reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Once again, this is John chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. I don't know if there's anybody left in the church who hasn't at least been invited to engage in viewing The Chosen. But if that's you today, let this be your invitation. So this scene, I can't help but read today's gospel reading without seeing this scene play back in my mind as Jesus goes out and meets Nathanael for the first time. I'm pretty sure this is a season 2 episode, early on in season 2. And the way that this television series portrays this moment is really a beautiful image. I want to pull out two things. Number one, Nathanael, in at least as in the dramatic presentation through The Chosen, finds himself at sort of the lowest point of his life. He's made some terrible errors in judgment professionally, and his career is ruined, and he's kind of at this place of despair under this fig tree. And that is where prophetically Jesus encounters him, and then shares about having known him. It's beautiful, you know. In the dramatic presentation through The Chosen, Nathanael has this really raw and private conversation with God, sort of from a place of desperation under this tree in prayer. And when Jesus says, "I saw you there," that's why there's this moment of encounter, because only God could have seen him there. The scripture passage here, I suppose, could be applied either way. Either Nathanael is taken aback that Jesus physically saw him when he shouldn't have, or he's taken aback that Jesus saw him in the spirit in a space that was supposed to be a private conversation between he and God. The second point is one that we like to talk about here in the context of formation at Damascus, and that is this. Jesus approaches Nathanael and makes a pretty stunning statement about the value of his character. He says, "Here is a true son of Israel. There's no duplicity in him." Oftentimes, we are worried about presenting the best face to those around us. And here, Jesus makes a very positive and affirming statement about Nathanael, more positive and more affirming, I would suggest, than Nathanael may even deserve. What Jesus is demonstrating here is the fact that when he views Nathanael, and coincidentally, when he views you, he sees not your mistakes or the sum of your errors or even the sum of your successes, but he sees you as God sees you, as you were built and designed and created. He looks at Nathanael, one who certainly was not without sin, one who, if the context of Scripture is to be believed, probably had made some errors in judgment or decisions in his life. And he looks on this man and he prophesies his possibility rather than accusing him or calling him out for where he is. When Jesus looks to you, he doesn't see you. He doesn't see you at your weakest. Or rather, he sees you at your weakest, and he prophesies possibility. He prophesies destiny. He prophesies sainthood. So remember that today, that as we enter into continued relationship with Jesus, that he sees you, he knows you, he wants the best for you. And like Nathaniel, let's allow that to be a place of encounter. God bless.